Close your eyes. Allow yourself to relax in whatever way is comfortable for you. If this means slowing down your breathing as you let go of any tension that may reside in your body, then let this happen without any effort. Release any negative thoughts that you may hold as you become aware of a growing peace beginning to envelop you. Observe the last remnants of your busy mind slowly fading into the distance, replaced by a calmness and a stillness, and notice that you have become silent. Any mind chatter that you may have witnessed belongs to the finite mind. Here, now, your focus of attention lies upon the higher mind, and the deep peace that accompanies it. I ask for a moment's indulgence to sit by thy side. The works that I have in hand I will finish afterwards. Away from the sight of thy face, my heart knows no rest nor respite, and my work becomes an endless toil in a shoreless sea of toil. Today the summer has come at my window with its sighs and murmurs, and the bees are plying their ministry in the court of the flowering grove. Now it is time to sit quiet, face to face with thee, and to sing dedication of life in this silent and overflowing leisure. I wonder if I know him, in whose speech is my voice, in whose movement is my being, whose skill is in my lines, whose melody is in my songs. In joy and sorrow, I thought he was chained within me, contained by tears and laughter, work and play. I thought he was my very self, coming to an end with my death. Why then, in a flood of joy, do I feel him? In the sight and touch of my beloved. This I beyond self I found on the shores of the shining sea. Therefore I know this I is not imprisoned within my bounds. losing myself, I find him. Beyond the borders of time and space, through the ages, I come to know his shining self. In the life of the seeker, in the voice of the poet, from the dark clouds pour the rains. I sit and think, bearing so many forms, so many names, I come down, crossing the threshold of countless births and deaths. The supreme, undivided, complete in himself, embracing past and present, dwells in man. Within him I shall find myself, the eye that reaches everywhere. He it is, the innermost one, who awakens my being with his deep hidden touches. He it is who puts his enchantment upon these eyes and joyfully plays on the chords of my heart in varied cadence of pleasure and pain. He it is who weaves the web of this maya in effervescent hues of gold and silver, blue and green, and lets peep out through the folds his feet, at whose touch I forget myself. Days come and ages pass, and it is ever he who moves my heart in many a name, in many a guise, in many a rapture of joy and sorrow. Know yourself. Not through the play of words, the self-image or the ideas and concepts of your mind, but in the recognition of your essential nature. The birthless, deathless, eternal I. Sink deeply into this knowing. Be this knowing in thought and word and deed. Open your eyes if you must, but open your heart also, for neither should be opened without the other. Be the light that illumines others, and the love that enters all hearts.